Welcome to Clinical Conversations 110th podcast. It comes to you from Journal Watch. Go to the website at jwatch.org. I'm Joe Elia. It's December 2nd, 2010. My co-host, Dr. Danielle Schurer, is unavailable, but we've got an interesting guest. Dr. Shripal Bangalore is the first author on a large meta-analysis which examines the possible cancer risks from common antihypertensive drugs. The study, which appeared earlier this week in Lancet Oncology, examined data from 70 clinical trials that together included some 325,000 participants, followed for an average of 3.5 years. Contrary to earlier analyses, this one found no increased risk from the individual drugs, that is to say, angiotensin receptor blockers, or ARBs, angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors, ACE inhibitors, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, or diuretics. However, the combination of ARBs plus ACE inhibitors was associated with a modest increase in risk. Dr. Bangalore has kindly agreed to discuss his findings. He's director of research for the Cardiac Catheterization Laboratory in the Leon H. Charney Division of Cardiology at the New York University School of Medicine, where he is an assistant professor of medicine. Welcome, Dr. Bangalore. You used a variety of meta-analyses to examine a ton of data. Briefly, what did you find?
Okay, so in essence, compared to the prior analysis, I mean, as you see here, it's just not restricted to ARBs. We used all of the other commonly used antihypertensive agents and looked for cancer association. And in addition, we used robust statistical techniques because each of the statistical technique has its own limitations. So we wanted to go around this aspect of it. And so we used three different analyses, a network meta-analysis, a direct comparison, and using a novel statistical technique called the trial sequential analysis. And what we found was for most of the commonly used antihypertensive drug class, we were able to refute even a 5 to 10% relative increase in the risk of cancer or cancer-related death, except for the combination of ACE inhibitors plus an ARB.
And that 5 to 10%, that's a relative risk. That's not an absolute. Is that right, or am I misinterpreting?
And that is correct. So it is 5 to 10% relative increase. So in terms of absolute numbers, I mean, this is actually ruling out a very small increase in absolute risk of cancer.
Okay. Now, the average follow-up was 3 years. And you say, as a matter of fact, the very last thing that you say in the paper is that that limits the applicability of the findings. But can you draw any clinical conclusions from your examination of all this data?
I think one should be pretty careful about how to interpret the results, and even the results from the prior analysis by Sipahi. I mean, as you know, antihypertensive agents are given for decades, and most of the studies, like randomized trials, they looked at it for, I mean, in our data, it was 3.5 years average follow-up, and it ranged from 1 to 9 years. Mm-hmm. So, in essence, we really don't know the effect of these medications if they're given for on an individual patient-level basis. For example, if they're given for 30 years, we really don't know the effect. So I think it's comforting to say, at least from these randomized trial data, that we don't really see an cancer signal at this point or at the doses tested in these randomized trials for the duration of these randomized trials.
So, given the fact that it was a 3-year follow-up, if there was a signal there, it would have been weak anyway.
Is correct.
And so you went, you probably, knowing that, you probably said, well, if we have it's kind of like doing astronomy. You're looking for a system out there that you can barely see, but you're looking for a signal that there's something out there, but you didn't really see that except in the combination. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. So, you know, we did, we covered your paper in Physician's First Watch, and we've done a quick survey of the readers, and about 250 or so of them responded to the survey, and they're split, interestingly, right down the middle on whether the new information will affect their prescribing habits. And maybe that's as it should be, because, as you say, the signal wasn't a strong one. But let me ask, have you and your group changed your prescribing habits?
I must say, like, in terms of the prescribing pattern for ARBs, it's kind of comforting that there wasn't an increased risk, because you see in media and personally, I've experienced like patients coming to you saying like, oh, we have this article showing increased risk, should we stop these medications?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is, I think that's one of the biggest fear with an article which shows increased risk of cancer or any other, I mean, rightfully so, but at least going from the data from our analysis, it's pretty comforting that we didn't even show there wasn't even a 5 to 10% relative increase in cancer with ARBs. So that being said, so in terms of my prescription prescribing pattern, I haven't changed much. I didn't stop prescribing ARBs because of this increased signal, given that, I mean, soon after the SIPAHI publication, there were others out there who came out with their own data and which kind of mitigated the increased risk seen in the prior meta-analyses.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the ACE inhibitor ARB combination, I think we have to be very careful in interpretation of this result. And actually, we go at length discussing this in the paper, because the results for the ACE inhibitor and ARB combination is driven by mainly by one trial, the on-target trial.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually contributed 92% of the weightage for the analysis. So that being said, so it's the analysis. The data for the increased risk of cancer for ACE plus ARB is driven by one trial. So I think we should be extremely careful in making a firm conclusion that this actually causes increase in the risk of cancer. I mean, the only thing we can conclude at this point is we need more data, obviously, for this combination, and we have to be more vigilant when the patients are on this combination. And also, that being said, in terms of you asked me if I have changed my clinical practice, I mean, the combination of ACE and an ARB, I rarely use this combination. And I think the data out there for outcome benefit of this ACE and ARB combination is pretty much, if it is weak.
I see. The editorialist in Lancet Oncology pointed out that people who get that combination are usually in severe hypertension anyway and are not expected to live for a long period. And I don't know whether you agreed with that, but that was at least one interpretation of it. Let me ask you finally, Dr. Bangalore, what clinical message, then, would you like clinicians to keep in mind as they're prescribing drugs for hypertension in the light of these findings?
I think one thing I would, from our results, and of course you also have to wait for FDA's ongoing review on the ARB, but at least at this point I would suggest that tell patients and physicians also, based on our results, at least they can be at least reassured to a certain extent that it's not necessary to stop ARBs or, for that matter, any of the other commonly used antihypertensive agents that we tested here for fear of cancer. I think in that sense, it should be kind of reassuring for patients to continue their medications.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Bangalore, for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, that's it for Podcast 110. Earlier podcasts are available at podcasts.jwatch.org. Clinical Conversations executive producer is Adore Yano. I'm Joe Ilya. Join us next time, and thanks for listening.